On Saturday, Roseland Elementary hosted the annual 18th Bi-National Health Fair. The fair is a part of a national effort to boost health services to underserved communities. Georgina Telo Bugarin is a Spanish-speaking counselor for California Hope Services, Sonoma County's effort to provide counseling services connected to wildfire recovery. She says she's glad the health fair was scheduled near the anniversary of the October wildfires and switches between English and Spanish as we talk. She says that unfortunately, they've had more calls over the past 2 weeks, which is an indication that people in the community are feeling stressed. The Binational Health Fair provides the opportunity for her to share California Hope services with Spanish-speaking residents who have few places to go for counseling. She says that even though it's been a year, the fires are still affecting nearly everyone. Some of these people were evacuated and others lost work. She had a client who had to get a loan because he lost his job after the fires. The loan was not for a lot of money, but the interest rate was nearly 29%. This caused him a lot of stress, she says, because he has to pay back the loan, but still doesn't have a good enough job to do so. California Hope provides crisis counseling, which means that they don't offer ongoing care. Telo Bugarin says this can be problematic, as there are few providers she knows of that offer counseling in Spanish.
There's not that many counselors available. So there are a few organizations that are providing counseling. Humanidades is one. NOMI is the other one. But there is probably not enough for all the needs that are in the community.
NOMI is the National Association for Mental Illness. The recent confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh also highlights the critical need for bilingual counselors. Christine Castillo is the executive director of Verity Counseling, which is Sonoma County's rape crisis center. Verity also received an influx of calls over the past few weeks. They attribute the increase to the confirmation hearings and the following discussion of sexual assault over the past few weeks.
We had a slow spike of 20% for the 2 weeks previous, and then last week, it appeared to be about 45% spike.
Castillo says that Verity has to do a lot of community outreach to make sure that Spanish speakers are aware of their services and don't have to face additional barriers when deciding to come forward.
For so many of us survivors, that first call is just, it's so huge because you just don't know who's going to be on the other end of that line. And when you get a caring voice on the other end of the line that understands your language, that understands your culture, that understands you and what you've experienced, then you can breathe that huge sigh of relief and say, okay, I've done it. I've at least spoken about it.
Still, she worries that because of the general lack of Spanish-speaking counselors and therapists countywide, some survivors of sexual assault may face additional obstacles that keep them from making that phone call. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.